Joining me on the line now is Kate Warden, MLA member for Sanderson, but also the chair for the Public Accounts Committee. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mel. Lovely to speak to you.
You too. I desperately miss our in-studio chats, but we're getting closer and closer to coming together.
Yeah, it'll be lovely to be back in there again when everything sort of turns back to somewhat normal at some stage.
Look, I'm not saying you have to bake and bring me nice things when you come, but for those of you that don't know, Kate Warden, MLA, is also an absolute whiz in that bloody kitchen. Are you just churning out the goods for the family at the moment?
Oh, I'm making everybody fat at home, I tell you. I made some pretty good Anzac biscuits over the weekend. That kept them all pretty happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you go out to the end of your driveway and mark the morning?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Usually, Mel, I head out to Adelaide River to the War Cemetery out there, and I join Gary Higgins, the local member. He does a lovely, he really supports the Kamali Council to put on something every year for that. I love it. I go out there for that every single year, and I just love it. So I did miss that. There's a lot of quiet reflection that goes on at Adelaide River that you don't quite get in the town, ceremonies. Yeah. But, we did the driveway thing, and as I was chatting to you off air, I was just letting, in the morning I sort of headed out and had a look at, I was dropping things off, and I could see all of the tributes that people had put up on their fences. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. And, you know, there were lots of neighbours out there actually meeting their neighbours for the first time. And I thought,
correct,
what a beautiful thing to come out of something that is so challenging at the moment.
Yeah, and you could see that with some of them, you know, obviously the kids had got involved. I went past one driveway where the whole thing was just with chalk, actually, Mel. It was bright, and it was celebrating the Anzacs. And I had others that had a lot of Union Jacks out on their their porches. I went to one driveway and they had a soldier's hat and boots out by the letterbox. It was just beautiful. It was just everywhere, and it was really encouraging and made you really think about how lucky we are of the freedoms that we have.
Absolutely. And never before have we been so aware of the freedoms that we have here in the Northern Territory. We're so far ahead of other states and territories. I was talking to my parents on the weekend. They're on the Gold Coast. And, you know, they're really missing the grandkids, and they're missing my brothers, because they're only allowed to have two visitors at a time. So families of four, like my brothers and their wives and kids, it's really quite restricting. So for us to be able to have people in our homes still, we're so lucky.
We are lucky, and I think that a lot of that comes down to the way that Territorians have embraced the restrictions, to be honest, Mel. I think you go into the shops and you see people, you know, washing down their trolleys and not standing too close. And I've heard a few complaints about people in at Casuarina, and I had to pop in there on the weekend. I needed to pick something up, and I did notice that there was an increase of people there, but they were still observing that social distancing and reminding each other of, you know, if someone did come a bit close, hey, you know. And you see it a lot. I think people have taken it on the whole really, really seriously, and I think we can all pat ourselves on the back for the lack of transmission across the territory.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would congratulate yourself and the NTG for the transparency and the information and the quality of information and the regular information that we've been getting. It's been incredibly helpful, but also very comforting to know that we have such an engaged government at this time.
Thanks, Mel. I mean, I think everybody's just taking it just so seriously, and we all know the importance of it. Obviously, there's other things that we need to get on with. There's the daily business of it, but, you know, we see people come in to our office here in North Lakes, and they get quite, you can see they're quite anxious about it. So I think that information is really important. We've been calling all our seniors, just one, to check in that they're okay, but also to ensure that they've got the information. It's surprising how connected people are. And, you know, 90% of cases people are saying that they've got great family, so that the seniors across the community have really taken to that rule of staying home, perhaps only shopping in that early hour, which has been super by the supermarkets. And they're just so connected now. Their kids are coming around and giving them all that great support. So I think in general, I think it's brought some really good things out, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's have a chat now about another thing that is business at hand, and that's fuel prices here in the Northern Territory. I've noticed this morning, taking a look, a lot of the fuel companies are starting to drop down to around $1.14.9. The highest one I can see is $1.19, and the lowest $1.9.9, and that's out at Coolalinga. Why have fuel companies in the Northern Territory been so slow in offering lower fuel prices?
No, it's a really good question, and I think, you know, it's one... I mean, I've been in the Territory a long, long time now, and we've always, I think, in some ways been a bit shortchanged, and that's a personal view. But if you think about the layers and how it works here, there's an awful lot less people in the Northern Territory, so we can't compare ourselves to somewhere like Sydney and Melbourne. Mm. We are considered a regional centre. So those fuel companies that they bring their fuel in, they'll get that fuel at a particular price and they'll store it down at the wharf. Now, what they describe as a lag is on that fuel then being used up at that price before they'll get the next tanker of fuel in. But that's not an excuse either. I think, you know, the Chief Minister quite a few weeks ago wrote to the PAC, of which I'm the chair, and said, I'd like you to have a look at it. We looked at it at that time and we were told there was going to be this lag because those prices should share come along later. But what was happening now is, and the Chief Minister's rightly written to us again, is we haven't really seen that lag where we've seen really low prices interstate. Mm. That has not really come through in the Northern Territory. So the PAC, hopefully at some stage next week or the follow, or this week or next week, we'll host hearings. Hopefully we'll be able to hit it in one hearing, but it's very difficult to get everybody together in the room at the same time. But we'll be having those hearings and getting people to come and answer those questions. Because the other thing that I really want to know, Mel, is if there's a lag, then we should enjoy much lower prices if we've still got that fuel reserve
for
longer.
Yes.
But it seems to me that every time the price goes up interstate again, they immediately go up here. So they're very quick to go back up, but then blame it all on the lag coming through. So we're going to do some investigation as a Public Accounts Committee over the next couple of weeks and hopefully ask those questions and get some transparency around those fuel prices for Territorians.
Yeah, absolutely, because I was on the Gold Coast some 3 months ago and they were sitting at around 90 cents. I saw it down to 80 and around 90 cents, and that was 3 months ago. So if they're talking about a lag, how long is the lag?
Yeah, but also, Mel, that's a very good point. It's one we will be asking. But also, their buying power is greater than ours.
Mm.
So we can't buy as much fuel, so we obviously can't negotiate for that fuel to be at a lower price like in some of those centres. Mm. We've always, I think the Territorians have always understood that. And at the moment particularly, people just aren't buying. So I guess the fuel reserves that they have are taking longer because we're not all, you know, the mums and dads aren't taking their kids to all their weekly sporting activities. They're not going out bush on the weekends. Our petrol consumption, it'll be interesting to see our fuel consumption, how much that's dropped over this period. I mean, we're renowned for sort of skipping just out to, you know, to Kakadu in our backyard or Litchfield on weekends. That's not been happening. So there would be that reduction as well, which is obviously it would have taken a lot more time for us to get through their fuel reserves. But I'm with you. I think we are obviously starting to see that lag come through. But I want to see more of it, and I think that that's still a large gap that we need to have some answers for.
I look forward to hearing the answer to the question when you do say, OK, well, if that's the case and we've got this lag, then on the other side of it, when you refill those storage facilities and we're ready to put the new fuel through at the new price, then how long are you going to give it to us for? I think that is probably the most
very
important
good question.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if we've got a 3 week lag here, then we should see, and that the prices go up interstate, we should see for 3 weeks after that, we should be getting those cheaper fuel prices. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. So I'm so glad that this conversation or this investigation is going to happen. I think all Territorians will be, because you know what, at the end of the day, you just don't want to feel like you're being ripped off.
Correct, and I think Territorians deserve just as well to enjoy. If it's not as cheap as interstate, we should be getting somewhere near it. I think we've got some bigger buying power. You know, there's companies like United and Puma and BP. They should have some, and Caltex would all have sort of bigger buying power. I know that the independents often can do better. Mel, it's interesting, and in you'll see that the new fuel, is it Fuel FX?
Fuel Express.
They're an independent retailer. So they're actually able to, outside of the agreements that the bigger companies have, they can actually negotiate better prices. I know that Adelaide River, as I was talking about them a bit earlier in terms of Anzac Day, but Adelaide River often has the cheaper fuel. And one of the reasons for that is that I'm understanding and the advice I've got is that the tanker will come back up and he'll have some spare fuel and he's wanting to offload it and he'll do a deal with them because they're an independent fuel station. So they might get a better deal. So there's lots of reasons and there's lots of layers. I think what's really important is that Territorians understand what they are so that we, you know, if we see prices coming down or going up interstate, we understand what the effect will be here, and just have some truth in the stories and not just leave it so that anybody or, you know, these groups can get together. The other thing that really interests me, Mel, is that, you know, I went down through Casuarina, I needed some fuel on the weekend myself, and every single one had the same price.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that happen?
That's right. How does that happen? We're not meant to have collusion. We're not meant to have, you know, those fixed pricing so that, you know, there's no competition. That's
so someone
not meant
must
to be allowed.
Look outside and perhaps look at the board down the road and go, oh, okay, that's what they've got today.
Yeah.
And that's a really big question I think we need to ask is, you know, why is that? It was a little bit less and, of course, it's down. Of course it's down today.
Yeah,
now.
Of course,
it's down
that's
today because
right.
I filled my car up. But, you know. And I have to say, Mel, filling the car is probably one of those duties in life I hate the most.
Me too.
Good.
Oh, I hate it.
Kindred spirit.
Yeah, yeah, I hate it. And I quite like going to Fuel Express, though, because I can fill it up and I don't have to talk to anyone because I'm so cranky.
But do you know what I like doing, Mel? I like squeezing every single drop into the car. You'll see me standing there. Cars will come and go and I'll be standing there filling it to the brim.
Yeah.
So I know I don't have to come at, you know, I might buy myself a day of not having to come back again.
I tell you what, we are kindred spirits, you and I. So when do you think we can catch up and have a chat further on this one?
Well, Mel, I'll be really happy once that we've had our first hearing. I'll drop you a line and let you know when that's done.
Great.
Just in case you don't hear it, and these things don't always get covered by the media.
Yep.
But I'm really happy to come back and have a chat with you after after our first hearing and the sorts of evidence that we hear.
That sounds fantastic, Kate. Always a pleasure to catch up. Stay well, mate, and we'll talk again soon.
You too, Mel. Thanks very much.